You have your Bible, turn with us tonight to Isaiah chapter 32. Isaiah chapter 32 and verse 17. Isaiah 32 and verse 17. And the Bible says, "And the work of righteousness shall be peace, and the effect of righteousness, quietness, and assurance forever." I want to preach tonight, if God will be my help for just a minute, on the blessed assurance better than insurance. Amen? As me and Brother Bill was talking the other day, and we was talking about the how precious the blessed assurance that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. And I got to thinking on that. It's far better than any insurance policy that you could have today. Now, I don't know if any of you have had to renew your insurance, your health insurance, for this year. But I think if you've gone to do that, you've realized that things ain't like they used to be, and things ain't like they thought we thought they would be, but things have changed, and not necessarily for the better. But I want to praise God tonight that He has an assurance policy that's better than any insurance policy that you could ever have. Amen. It's that blessed assurance that we have. Now Isaiah said here, "The works of righteousness shall be peace." And I thank God for peace. I thank God for the promise of peace. He goes on and he said, "And the effect of righteousness." Now that's what's right in the eyes of God. Now see, it's not what I think's right or what you think's right, but it's what God says is right that makes the difference. Amen. That's where the rubber meets the road. That's where we got to come along to. Amen. Just fall in line with Him so that He can begin to help us tonight and do for us that's needed in these last days that we live. That's that effect of righteousness. And he said, that's quietness, amen. That's that peace that passes understanding that comes to where we're at. And he said, after we've had that effect on us, he said, we have that assurance forever. Amen. I'm glad that we have assurance from the Lord. It's not just for today. It's not for tomorrow and next week. But praise God, when we put our faith and confidence in the Lord, it's assurance forever. Amen. Amen. It's assurance forever. Forever. It's assurance that we need. Now, as we look at this tonight, we realize that blessed assurance, that it's better than insurance because it's more profitable. But as we look at it tonight, we have to realize that in order to have this blessed assurance tonight that God wants to have, we have to have, it's like an insurance policy. You got to have proof of insurability. Amen? In the day and hour we live, if you're going to get insurance, you got to give them, Brother Mike, proof of insurability. They want to know who you are, what you, and they want to, and they used to be really bad. They want to know every medicine you took, everything you do, any sickness you've ever had, amen, before, so they could decide how much to charge you. Amen. While you're telling, they're compiling a list. Amen. And for everything you tell them, they say, well, you know, they used to say where I work, they say, we've got a wellness program here, and we want you to do this little survey, and we want you to tell us about all your ailments and all the medicine you take, and if you do any exercise, and by the way, if you smoke any or any of these things, then we want to know about it so we can help you. Yeah, you know what they want? They want to help take money out of your pocket, amen, and put it in theirs. Amen. But they's proof of insurability, amen. And that's our part. That's what we have to do. We have to provide that proof. I want to say our part of blessed assurance tonight is in the Lord Jesus Christ and our love that we have for Him. I believe we're missing the boat sometimes, praise God, when we think it's not about the love we have for Him and the love that He has for us. But as we see in Matthew chapter 22, verse 37, Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart. And he doesn't stop there. He said, with all thy soul and with all thy mind. Amen. Our proof of insurability tonight, amen, is that we love the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We love the Lord. Did you hear me? We love the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not about what we know about Him. I've heard people say all the time, say, well, I know the Lord. I know the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Hey, I do too. I've got a head nod, but praise God. Jesse, I've got a heart knowledge. Amen. That's that proof of assurability, praise God. That's that what God puts in there, amen, when we begin to love Him, praise God. And why do we do that? Brother Rex, the Bible says, because He first loved me. I love the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, because He loved me even when I was still in my sins. He's first loved me. Amen. Even when nobody else around cared for me, nobody else liked me, praise God. Jesus loved me. Amen. That's the proof of our insurability. Amen. Is that the Lord, praise God, that loves us and that we love Him too. Amen. Do you love the Lord Jesus tonight? Amen. Hey, praise God, I'm not ashamed of my Savior. That's how you know if you love Him, praise God, you're not ashamed of Him. Amen. Praise God. Somebody say, you know Jesus? You say, well, glory, yes. Amen. Yes, I'm saved. Are you saved? Yes, I'm saved. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's like I tell the story all the time on old J.R. Plemons. He's when my wife's daddy died, and I know you're tired of hearing it, but it was an amazing thing. Everybody was gathered around that big old porch, probably 20 people sitting out there all around that big old porch, and he come on the porch high stepping it, and he said, are you ready to go to heaven? Are you ready to go to heaven? Are you ready to go to heaven? And people just looked at him like a sheep looking at a new gate. He got about halfway around through there. He said, you can say yes. I'm not getting a boatload up today. Amen. Hey, I believe everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die. You know the old song? Amen. But praise God, I believe when we got this blessed assurance, praise God, it takes that stuff out of the way. We begin to love the Lord, praise God, and we begin to love Him like He loved us, glory to God, realizing what He did for us on the cross of Calvary, and the peace that passes understanding comes into our heart, takes over that old dread that we have. Amen. Gives us something settled down in our soul. Amen. Paul says it's forever settled. Amen. I think he is talking about my soul. Amen. When I got out, I got in, praise God. Amen. That's that proof of insurability. Amen. When we love the Lord Jesus Christ because He loved us, and we love the Lord Jesus Christ like He loves us. Amen. It's reciprocal. We love Him because He's loving us. How do you know? Because of things He's doing for you. I mean, we've seen him do miracles right here in this little place and brought people through things, praise God, when the doctor said, you know what? They ain't going to make it. Amen. But they didn't know Dr. Jesus. Amen. They didn't realize there was another physician in the room. Amen. Praise God. I believe there's a greater than them come in, praise God. And he said, could I give a second opinion? Amen. Glory be to God. He said, you know what? I was looking at the books of the Father, and the Father said, this thing ain't over yet. Glory be to God. He said, child of God, just look up and believe. Amen. Glory be to God. What is that? That's that blessed assurance, praise God, that He gives to me and you and everybody else around us. So we see that proof of insurability, but we all see this, also see the examination. Amen? Sometimes you've got to go through a little bit of examination. You know, you've got to pass the test. They ask you these things that you do, some things that you know, some things that you have to realize in order to be insured. Amen? We see one of them over in Psalms chapter 24. The examination that He gives. The Lord wants to know some things tonight about me and you. He wants to know our assurability. Amen. That blessed assurance that He wants to give to me and you. In Psalms chapter 24 and verse 3, He asked this question. Now you think about this tonight just as if He's speaking it to me and you. He says, who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? And He said, who shall stand in His holy place? Now He asked that question. If we could ask our questions tonight, who's going to be able to stand in the pearly gates of heaven, praise God? Who's going to be able to stand before the magnificent throne of grace? Who's going to be able to stand in that day in the holy place of God? Amen? Examination. The answer, the Bible says in verse 4, he that hath clean hands and a pure heart. God's going to say in the examination, He's going to say, let me see your hands. What have you done, praise God, to bring glory and honor to my name? Have you received me as your Lord and Savior? Have you trusted me, praise God, to be the God of glory, the God of your life? Amen. And you know what? Hey, listen. You may say, well, I got this, and preacher, when I stand before Him, I'm just going to look Him between in the eyes and I'm going to say, yeah, Lord, my hands is all right. But you know what? He's going to say, not only do I want to see your hands, but He said, let me look at your heart. Yeah. Amen. See, that's what's going to get most of us. Amen. We may be trying to do good things with our hands. Amen. But praise God, He's going to look at the thought intent of the heart. He's going to look at it and say, you know, why did you do that? Oh, and I wanted somebody to see. I wanted to make a name for myself. I wanted to see them. I wanted to brag about me down there at the Waffle House. Amen. I wanted them to talk about me down there at Bojangles. Say, boy, what a feller he is. Amen. What a lady she is. Amen. Hey, listen. I want to say, praise God. The Bible says, be careful of people that they speak of too highly. Amen. Amen. Praise God. We may be why? We say, because we do things with the wrong attitude. He's going to say one day's examination, he's going to say, let me see your hands and let me see your heart. So who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity or sworn deceitfully? Amen. He said, you've been deceitful in your dealings. You've been deceitful to the Lord. But see, we think we can cover that up, but the Lord knows. Amen. He knows the dividing asunder of soul and spirit. That part of me moves and breathes and has its being, and the spiritual part of man. Amen. That's getting down to the nitty gritty. Amen. So we have an examination to see where we're at. To see if we come into the spectrum of full assurance. Amen. To be fully assured. Amen. See, nobody wants to be underinsured. So if you got a big old fine mansion on the hill, amen, you got to make sure, praise God, if something happens that you got enough to cover it. You know, if a tornado comes through or a fire rips through, you want to make sure you got enough to cover that structure. Amen. If you got a big old fine bass boat and you pull it behind a big old fine truck, you got to have enough insurance, praise God, to cover those if some crazy thing runs you out of the road. Amen. So you got to be fully insured. What we got to be today in this examination, we need to realize, do we have full assurance? Amen. Look at Hebrews chapter 10. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 19. The Bible says, I'll give you a second to get there. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 19 said, having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus. I won't say, praise God, you got pretty good assurance, praise the Lord, if you trusted in the blood. Amen. Hey, how do you know that you're going to get in? Because you're trusting in the blood. Amen. Praise God, because you know the one that shed that blood. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's a good analogy of somebody that's got assurance. He said, by a new and a living way, which he hath consecrated for us, through the veil, that is to say, his flesh. Amen. Where'd that blood come from? It come from the Lord Jesus Christ. Come out of his body, amen. It wasn't something that was gathered up somewhere else and carried over here and done something else, but it was the Lord Jesus Christ that shed his blood. Amen. Praise the Lord for old sinners like me and you. He said, and having an high priest over the house of God, let us draw near. Now, look at this. Let us draw near. This is our approach. This is how we come in. He said, with a true heart, in full assurance of what? Faith. Amen? That's having that confidence, praise God, to know, praise God, that we are a child of the King. That we've accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, His death, burial, and His resurrection, and we're trusted in His blood, praise God, to cover our sins. So that one glorious day, praise God, we're going to stay with Him, and He's going to usher us in to the throne of grace. Amen. We're going to march in one day. We Bibles, these bodies that we have, according to the Bible, are going to wax worse and worse. The world's going to wax worse and worse. Things are going to get worse and worse. Amen. Not going to get a whole lot better. Except for those that's lost and get saved. Amen. For those that's in this thing, praise God, this whole world's going to continue to get worse. Our flesh is going to continue to let us down. But praise be to God, if you're lost, glory to God, and you get saved, God Almighty's going to move in, praise God, and begin to help you. And you're going to get closer, and you're going to get excited about what's going on ahead. Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God for that. What is that? That's that confidence in the Lord. That's that assurance, that full assurance that God gives us. Amen. The world can't give you that. Now the world can say, you know what? I'll give you an insurance policy that'll cover all that you got. But if we ain't very careful, we get other things. Amen. We acquire other things. And if we ain't very careful, we forget to go back and insure those. You got to begin to raise your premium up. You got to begin to pay for those things that you're adding on. Amen. But praise God, I'm glad when God begins to pour it out on purpose and He begins to bless us from the throne of grace, praise God. Amen. Glory be to God. It don't cost no extra. Amen. Praise the Lord. It just keeps getting better. Why? Because that full assurance that we have, that confidence in the Lord. Amen. Hey, that full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Amen. That's the water of the Word. Amen. That water of the Word runs over you, praise God, and it purifies your body, it purifies your mind, it purifies your conscience. Amen. You say, well, preacher, I have a hard time sleeping at night. Well, yeah, you know what? It may be your guilty conscience. Amen. But praise God, if we've got full assurance in the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, He gives us a pure conscience. Amen. I told you, hey, listen, I used to be afraid that I was terrified of the dark. Amen. For a long time, Mama kept a nightlight on the bedroom because I couldn't stand to be in the dark. I had to have a light on so I could see the boogers. Amen. But praise God, when God saved me, praise God, by His marvelous grace, and He came into my life, amen, and I realized that there's somebody that's got me. I ain't got myself no more. Amen. Said I, and when I got saved, praise God, I went over there and I turned that nightlight off. Amen. I think I left it on for a while, though, I believe. I think the bulb finally burned out, praise God, and I didn't care. Amen. I realized, praise God, I didn't need that no more. There wasn't nothing that went bump in the night, praise God, that my Savior wouldn't take care of. Amen. I could shut my eyes and say, Jesus, Jesus, praise God, and they was help. Amen. What is that? That's that blessed assurance that I have. That somebody's with me. Amen. Bless His holy name. How did I know that? Because He assured my heart. Look over at 1 John chapter 3. He gave me that assurance in my heart. 1 John chapter 3 in verse 18. He said, you know what assurance is? That's assurance. To be assured. Amen. It's better than insurance. Amen. It takes away the doubt. It takes away that fright that we have. And he says in 1 John chapter 3 verse 18, he said, my little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but indeed, and in listen, and in truth. What is truth? Truth is the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. That's absolute truth, absolutely. But verse 19, he says, and hereby we know that we are of the truth, that's of Jesus Christ, and shall assure our hearts before Him. Amen. He says we can have that assurance, praise God, which is better than insurance, because we realize, praise God, that when we're coming and standing before a risen Savior. Amen. That we're standing before a Savior. Hey, that's a place of security. That's a place where we get help. That's a place where we get hope. That's where our faith is made strong, because we're trusting in Him. And He's doing those things for us, praise God, that we couldn't even think about doing by ourselves. Amen? I used to think there's a lot of things I could do. I told you about my anger and stuff. I used to think I could get that under control, but guess what? I couldn't. But He could. Amen? It don't bother me no more. Why? Because it's in His hands. Amen. Praise the Lord. He takes care of it now. Amen? He begins to do that for us. He gives us that assurance. He said He shall. He didn't say He might, but He said He shall assure our hearts. Amen? He gives us that assurance that we need. It's in the Lord. Amen? And because we have that, it costs us the same the day we get saved, praise God, just trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ, as it does we've been in this thing, Brother Bill, for 40 years. Amen? It's kind of like the premium don't ever go up. Wouldn't it be nice to get insurance, car insurance, life insurance, health insurance, and a premium don't ever go up? You lock that thing in at a low rate, praise God, and it never goes up. Wouldn't that be nice? Amen. You always know what it is. Amen. But I want to say, praise God, what Jesus done for us, praise God, it's greater than even that. And we don't have to worry about the premium. It never goes up. Amen. And He never counsel on you. Amen. He'll never cancel your your assurance. Nobody can cancel your assurance. It'll always be there. It'll always be yours. No, it don't matter how old you get. Amen. It don't matter if you're a young person or you're 80 years old. It don't matter. Praise God. You still have that assurance, praise God, and they'll never be canceled. Hey, but if you've got a, elements in your body, elements, you've got squeaks and cracks, praise God, in your bones, amen, it won't be canceled because you've got those things. It'll never be canceled. Your assurance is there, praise God, no matter how you ache and moan. Amen. Ain't you glad for that? Amen. If we had to trust in the world, in this, these old bodies of ours, praise God, there'd come a time they'd say, I ain't a covering that. Amen. Amen. But I'm glad God don't look down on me and say, you know what? I ain't a covering that. But praise God, every time I need Him, Lord God, He said, hey, that's my youngin'. I'm taking care of that. Amen. Glory be to God. That's mine, glory to God. That blessed assurance that He give us. Why? Because He loves us and He cares for us. Never counsel on us. Amen. And I want to say last tonight, praise God, that the premium we don't have to worry about because it's already been paid. The premium, glory be to God, for that blessed assurance that we have. It's in the Lord Jesus Christ, and He paid it forever on the cross of Calvary when He hung between heaven and earth. Glory be to God. He did it for me and you. That premium of assurance has been paid in the Lord forever. Amen. I never have to worry about paying it. Jesus paid it for me. Amen. Yeah, if you got insurance every month or every 6 months or once a year, praise God, that's going to come around and you're going to have to find a way to pay that premium. But I'm glad tonight, glory to God, I don't have to hunt and try to find a way to pay the premium for my assurance, praise God. Jesus paid it for me. Amen. The devil come along and he'll say, well, what about that assurance? What about the assurance you got? Amen. You got that tonight? Do you still have it? Amen. I said, yeah. Praise be to God. I've never been canceled. Amen. I won't say there's a time or two if I'd have been God Almighty, Brother Chris, I'd have canceled on me. Amen. I'd have said, He don't deserve my grace no more. And He sure don't deserve assurance, especially blessed assurance. Amen. I'd have said that, but you know what? God's never canceled. Amen. Praise the Lord. That Brother Rex talked about a while ago, I could get away from him. And praise God, when I went back, and he was always right there where I'd left him. Amen. And that, with that blessed assurance, saying, praise God, I knew you'd come back. Amen. Hey, I knew you'd come back. I've been waiting on you. I've been expecting you. Amen. I said, Lord of God, that blessed assurance. Got back to that blessed assurance. Praise God. You know what? It was never gone. Amen. How do you know? Because I always knew where I could get back. Amen. But I tell you what, it's good to just stay close to the Lord. Allow that blessed assurance. Amen. That premium has been paid. Just accept it. What Jesus done at Calvary. I like this in Jude, verse 1. Jude's only got one chapter. But I like this first verse. It says, Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ and brother of James, to them that are, now listen to this, sanctified by God. That means to be set aside for His glory. Amen. For them that are sanctified by God the Father, and listen to this, and preserved in Jesus Christ. Amen. He said we're set aside for the glory of God. And He said we're preserved. Amen. Preserved in Jesus Christ and called. So what does that mean? That means, praise God, that God offers us up, blessed assurance, to every man, woman, boy, and girl, praise God. We said we can have that blessed assurance. Amen. Far better than any insurance policy. Because the premium's already paid. Amen. Don't have to pay nothing. Don't cost you nothing. Amen. Praise the Lord. You say, well, how do you get that? See, He said preserved in Jesus Christ. It's in Him. Amen. He's the one that's paid the premium. Amen. He's the one paid it. And he said preserved, He said, in Jesus Christ, and called. Who does the calling? See, the Father orders it up. In John chapter 6, verse 44, He said, no man can come to me. Jesus is speaking. No man can come to me except the Father which hath sent me draw him. Amen. When we enter into that blessed assurance, praise God, it's because the Father's mighty hand has reached down to where we are and said, you know what? I love you and I choose you for my own. Amen. And He began to do that work of assurance, praise God, in our life. Through faith we believe, amen, and we come to that place of assurance in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. So this insurance, this assurance is a whole lot better than insurance. Because it's because in this assurance policy that we have, praise God, you've been handpicked to be partakers, and it's better, far better than AARP. You know, they said, you folks that's getting ready to be 50 or are 50, hide your head, sis. Amen. Every 2 or 3 weeks, they'll start sending you a card once you turn 50. Amen. They'll start sending you a card, AARP. We want you to be part of this. We've got so much to give you. And oh, by the way, just slip $16 in the envelope, would you? Amen. But I want to say, praise God, the Lord gives us an assurance policy, blessed assurance, praise God, and it don't cost you nothing. Amen. Amen. It's already paid. Who paid it? Jesus paid it on the cross of Calvary. Have that blessed assurance. All we got to do is put our faith and our trust in Him. Amen. And no matter what we need, we have blessed assurance. Why? Because He's the one that bought us. He's the one that called us. He's the one that seals us up. And He's the one that preserves us. He's the one that keeps us. He said we're preserved and we're called. He said God chose. Kind of like AARP, except God calls out and He says, I'm going to take Brother Jeff. Amen. And He deals with Brother Jeff, and Brother Jeff said, you know what? I'm going to receive the Lord Jesus Christ. And he enters into that assurance, that blessed assurance that God has. Amen. Don't cost him a dime. Never has to pay a premium. Amen. And all he's required to do, praise God, is just to keep loving and praising his Savior. And if we're his, praise God, that ain't no hardship. Amen. It don't hurt me a bit to praise my Savior. Amen. It don't hurt me a bit to uplift His name. Say, thank you, Jesus. Amen. That blessed assurance that we have tonight is far better than insurance. Insurance, you get ready to make a claim, they may say, well, you know what? We're not going to cover that. You ever been there? They say, oh, well, you got that. You got insurance, but we don't cover that. You should have read your fine print. I want to say God's assurance policy, praise God, it ain't got no fine print. Amen. Praise God, He writes her out here in clear black and white. Praise God, in red, amen, the blood, through the words of the Lord Jesus Christ and God Almighty, praise God, and tells us what we have to do. Amen. And He said, so simple, even a little child can do it. Not a complicated procedure. Amen. He said, just accept the Lord Jesus Christ and receive that blessed assurance. Amen. Praise God. It's the most amazing thing there is, that assurance of God. Amen. We have an insurability. And we have the examination, see where we're at, see where our hearts are. Amen. See what we're doing for Jesus as we go along this journey. You say, well, preacher, see, that's requirements. No, those are things that we're going to want to do because of what He's done for us. Amen. We don't have to do. Praise God, but we're going to want to do because of what He's already done for us. Amen. What He did for us, praise God, He sacrificed everything He had, every fiber of His being for me and you. Gave up glory to come down and be born, praise God, and to die for old sinners like us so that we could go free, so that we could have that blessed assurance that we have today. Amen. You have blessed assurance today? If you do, it's in the Lord. It ain't from an insurance company, but it's from the Lord Jesus Christ. Because what He's done for because you, what you know in your heart that He's done for you. Amen. Bless His holy name. That's what Jesus does. That's blessed assurance. It's far better than any insurance policy. Amen.